Radio Prague News.
The Prime Minister expects that communication with the President will continue smoothly despite recent criticism. The country's largest insurer has agreed on the plan for next year. And the Czech National Library has lost an appeal over the so-called Blob building. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has said he does not expect recent criticism of the President to complicate communication between the government and Prague Castle. The Prime Minister recently criticized the head of state for, in his view, joining the ranks of populists when he addressed an anti-migrant rally at Albertov in Prague on the public holiday of November the 17th. In an interview for Hospodářské noviny last week, Mr. Sobotka suggested President Miloš Zeman had legitimized xenophobia. On Monday, ahead of a trip to China, the Prime Minister said he and the head of state were due to meet soon to discuss foreign policy. The Executive Council of the country's largest insurance company, VZP, agreed on its health insurance plan for 2016, the board's chairman, Jiří Běhounek, announced on Monday. The insurer, he said, would provide 152.8 billion crowns for health care in 2016, a rise of 4% year-on-year for almost 6 million clients. For the second straight year, the company will fill reserve funds. The insurer is also counting on rising costs in treatment. The firm will now send the proposal to the health ministry. It will have to be approved by the government and later in parliament. An appeals court has upheld an earlier ruling ordering the Czech National Library to pay compensation to an architecture studio which argued that a design by the late Jan Kaplický should not have won a tender to build a new building for the institution. According to the court, the National Library will have to pay HSH Architects 1.6 million crowns, the difference in financial rewards for third and second place finishers, for choosing Mr. Kaplický's design even though it did not meet the requirements of the competition in 2007. The latter's futuristic design, nicknamed the Blob, divided public opinion and was never built. Overall, the sum to be paid out with interest and legal fees totals almost 3 million crowns. The Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade warned Monday that farmers and local councils could be hard hit if a standoff with the country's energy regulator over support payments for 2016 continues. The ministry pointed out that around a third of the state support, which threatens to be blocked, is earmarked for biogas facilities, which have been constructed by farmers and many local Czech councils. Since loans were taken out on many of these projects, the situation is even more serious, the ministry added. The energy regulator is refusing to sign off on around 40 billion crowns of support for 2016 because it says the aid has not been cleared by the European Commission. In other news, Euro MP Petr Mach has been re-elected as leader of the Party of Free Citizens in online voting, receiving support from 65.7% of delegates. Three others, Roman Kříž, Petr Hampel and Miloslav Bednář, had challenged for the post. Mr. Kříž finished with a distant second place behind the winner with 15.6%. The result means that Petr Mach will lead the party for another 2 years until the national election at least. In the last one, the Party of Free Citizens received 2.47%, finishing below the 5% threshold needed to make it into the Chamber of Deputies. Some 228 tons of foodstuffs were donated during the Czech Republic's third national food collection on Saturday, organizers have said. More than 470 shops, including stores owned by major chains, took part in the drive in which members of the public donate non-perishable foodstuffs for redistribution to the needy. Around 2,000 volunteers and shop staff took part in the collection. And very quickly in sport, Montreal forward Tomáš Fleischmann picked up a loose puck and scored top shelf against the New York Islanders in a breakaway on Sunday. The goal was shorthanded. Montreal currently are first in the league in shorthanded goals this season with 5. Fellow Czech Tomáš Plekanec picked up an assist later in the game, and the Habs won it 4-2. The Montreal Canadiens are currently in second place in the NHL standings. I'm Jan Velinger. That's all the news for now.